everybody, and welcome to the fabulous, slightly muggy Orlando Conference Center. It is a beautiful sunny day outside. It is Ignite 2019 inside, and I am hanging out with Aaron Suzuki, who made the roughly 9-hour flight down here.
Something like that. It was not trivial, but it was uneventful, but slightly muggy is a gross understatement, Brad. I mean, this is the opposite. I was going to do a compare and contrast, in fact. Should we start with a compare and contrast?
Let's start.
So where I live, 50 and rainy. Orlando, 85 and 85. 85 degrees Fahrenheit, 85% humidity or more. I don't know. Seems like it's raining.
It is. It's. You walk outside and you get overwhelmed, I think is probably the best way to describe that. But a lot of announcements happening inside from Microsoft 365, Office 365, Azure Arc, insider threats related stuff. Quantum getting dropped in here, AI, anything that kind of just jumps out at you, or is it just a lot of info, really?
A lot of information, a lot of interesting stuff. Sort of as at a consumer or a personal level, we're huge fans of Teams. We're huge Office 365 fans in general, but we're really bullish on Teams and doing more in adoption with that. And although it's far from perfect, a lot of interesting announcements about the way they're taking it and the integrations. So more fluidity, it'll be more like Slack plus everything integrated with Office 365. So that could be a really interesting and positive thing for us. And I think everyone needs to know that Skype for Business will eventually go away and it will just be Teams. We probably mentioned that before, but
yeah,
important to remember.
It really is, because there's a lot of large organizations running that platform. And as much as you are going to want to fight it, along with the Windows 7 end of life, which happens in middle of January, the train is coming, and you can either get hit by it or get it out of the way.
Absolutely. The other interesting thing is just sort of the emphasis on automation workflow, all the Power Platform stuff.
Yeah.
Tons of interesting stuff going on there in terms of capability of automation and connection of services. Like you mentioned, Azure Arc is interesting. Still trying to get a little more under the hood with Surface Pro X, Windows 10X, and kind of put this whole picture and narrative together. So more to unfold.
There's a lot to unfold. And speaking of unfolding, Aaron and I were talking about this right before we started recording. So there's a lot going on in the Windows world, and you guys have a great product that helps people move from platform to platform or updates and all that good stuff. But then the conversation went to, like, where do you guys go next? Because you have a good core, right? You've obviously got a good user base, but then what's next for Smart Deploy? What's the evolution of the product?
Sure. It's been a great year, and thanks to, you know, not only a great team, but so many great customers who are so enthusiastic and encouraging about what we're doing and providing feedback. And that's really what it has informed all of these decisions, right? Is that we've got lots of customers saying, hey, here's why we use this. Here's what we need to do. So if you think about this job that these individuals do, they have to get Windows functional so their users can be productive. But that comes with strings attached, meaning that when you do this, you're trying to ensure compliance, reduce the attack surface, accomplish all of these really important tasks to protect the organization, keep people productive. Mm-hmm. So where does it go from there? People want to accomplish that anywhere they are, number one. And number two, they need to know when someone is not compliant. It's not okay just to leave it up to the end user. Your services may or may not be that well attuned to working together. We know, for example, that Intune and SECM are converging increasingly. It's very exciting. In fact, they have Microsoft Endpoint Protection now, is a new product they're announcing. And so how is that going to play out? Well, we know there are still seams. And if you even read the announcement, you see that, hey, there's a journey to go. We're taking sort of the new approach to it and saying, hey, cloud native, cloud first, there should be no reason that things work differently from the cloud than it does on-prem.
Sure.
from every level. And that's the future, moving from silos of information into more horizontal layers that we address logically, really, whether that's operating system, application, patches, policy, and so on and so forth. So lots going on.
We had a little
passerby. A little aggressive attendee.
The camera and lights. You never know what you get.
That is the excitement of Ignite, though.
That is the excitement of doing the show floor in front of the hub, which is everything that is happening at Microsoft Ignite pretty much is happening behind us. There is another end of the conference center through the steamy jungle, past the everything else. But behind us is the where the all the attendees are hanging out. There's a lot of sessions. That's where the Surface Store is. That's where all the booths are. That's where we've been hawking around, you know, just swooping through and finding lots of good stuff. Anything else that's kind of popped up? You know, 24,000 of our closest friends are strutting around and hanging with us.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up the expo floor. There really is a lot of actual technical session is going on right there. And so I think the biggest challenge has been just the sheer size of it. As exciting as it is to be with everyone and see all of your colleagues that do your same job, somewhat challenging to get the information. So it'll be interesting to watch all the videos afterward and kind of get caught up on all the sessions that we're not able to get to and connections we weren't able to make.
I think you hit the perfect point, is that there's a lot of colleagues here who do the same job you were doing, but at a different organization. And that's the benefit of Ignite. While you can get all the information afterwards, they record everything, and those are definitely worth attending. It's those connections about, hey, this guy does the same thing at that job. How does he doing it, and how can I make it better at my job? That's the power of coming to a conference.
We've had lots of interesting connections like that, and that's what's in it for me. As much as I want to hear what everyone has to say and all the announcements that are happening, you know, I can read, I can watch the videos, but it's really about getting with customers and getting the feedback, exactly like I was saying, that's going to inform what we're doing in the coming year and make sure that we're not missing a beat, right? The sands are shifting, you know, devices are more being modeled for these alternative use cases, you know, sort of the future web app driven, workflow driven world. Is that really what customers want? And that is what remains to be seen.
Yep.
Current indication is don't run away from the desktop. The prevailing wisdom.
I would agree with that sentiment. You can get a lot done on Windows on a desktop, and Microsoft, for better or for worse, we often talk about the worst. They're doing a good job of trying to keep it relevant, pushing out updates, keeping it secure, and giving us a lot of flexibility with each new release that's coming out.
Yeah, it's almost to me, in a way, and to not to poke directly in the eye, but it's almost like a FOMO thing, right? Like a fear of missing out. Like, oh, we have to build these kinds of devices. We have to try to cover all these bases, because if we don't, what if we miss, you know, the opportunity to create a new category? What if we miss filling our important niche in this category? So it's those kinds of things that I think we'll get a little more insight into here in the next couple days. Excited about that.
And there's going to be a lot of insight coming. I don't know about you, Aaron. I'm jam-packed with either interviews or sessions coming on down the pipe. But before we sign off on this episode, you got anything else for us before we depart?
Keep an eye out for WinUI 3 for the developer friends who watch. That's kind of interesting in terms of what it allows you to do. Need to learn more, but some interesting things under the hood there that could be meaningful.
Fantastic. Aaron, well, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to record another episode of the Enterprise Dish. Everybody else, hit that subscribe button down below, and we'll catch all of you right back here next time.